This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Carsonville Village officials are waiting to hear back from the state if their request for $1 million has been approved. If the funding is received, it will be used to replace the 60-year-old hand-dug well, as well as create two new wells, build a new water tower, and update the water main system. The Michigan House of Representatives has approved the financial request, and it is now in the process of being reviewed by the state Senate. And another news for today. Because the city of Sandusky needs new police officers, the city council has taken action to work on that problem. The council has approved sponsoring two candidates to attend the police academy at Oakland Community College. The cost to sponsor a candidate is $35,884. That includes the cost of the college program as well as a salary and benefits. To participate in the sponsorship program, the person has to agree to work for the Sandusky Police Department for at least 4 years following their graduation. And if that is not done for whatever reason, then the person must reimburse the city. To help cover the cost for the sponsorship, the city applied for a $20,000 grant per candidate. However, even if the grants are not approved, the city will cover the cost. The plan is for one of the new officers to do patrol work and for the other one to help out as the school resource officer. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and lane keep assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Village of Elkton's financial records will be undergoing a routine review today, Monday, May the 18th. Nitsky and Foppel are scheduled to start the audit on today and are expected to complete the review on May the 26th, according to Village Clerk and Treasurer Phyllis Baranski. Baranski also reported she has finished working on the M142 survey for the proposed development of that land. And with that work done, Baranski will now work with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to start advertising the M142 parcels that are ready for contractors to review for development. And in other news for today, the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will also be meeting today. Their meeting will be at 1 p.m. this afternoon in the Commission Chambers in Room 105 in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to approve the summer tax millage collection of 4.01 mils to recover the amount decreased by the Headley Amendment, as well as review health insurance coverage for county employees and make some new appointments. Also, there will be a finance and administrative committee meeting following the commission's regular meeting. During that second meeting, commissioners are expected to review the GIS as well as the data fee schedule. The courthouse will be closed next week on Monday, May the 25th, in recognition of Memorial Day as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.